here on Daf, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the third line from the top. We had in the Mishnah, and I say, Isha kehenes ach livdoi kachel arba imois, bezachiyu b'dike, Rashi and Taisa says, speaking about a kohen that is marrying a Isha, so the zachiyu b'dike of arba imois, shehen shmoina. To be mevarer the kashres of the imois of this bas he wants to marry. Imo emimo, imo vio, etc. So, we had a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, what the purpose of this bedika is. Rashi learns the purpose of the bedika is to be mevarer if there's mamzeres, or other psulei kol in the mishpoche. And Rashi learns that the reason they were only mechayev a kohen, because we see the Torah was also machmer in the yichus of an isha that a kohen wants to marry. He's also bechalala, begrusha, bezoinem, so memelem, geiri, bechaluri. So since the Torah was machmer on the yichusei Hanoshim that a kohen wants to marry, so Chazal were mamshech this anhoge, and they said that a kohen has to be voidek arbe moi shehen shmoin. That's what Rashi says, and Tosfos learns that the ike b'dike was not because of psulei kol, akirim yisor mamzerim shebeneim, they weren't misaken lechatchila b'dike for mamzeris. The Ika was for Chalolas. But then Tosfos says, but since there's a Chiyuv B'dika already, so then they were matel to be Mevara for Mamzeres also. And therefore a case where I know Klo, there's no Chalolas, there's still a Chiyuv B'dika out Mamzeres. That's Shitas HaTosfos. Zok the Gemara, Naim Vovam Medbeis, the third line from the top. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav Zu Divrei Rameya. This whole Mishnah that says that there's a Chiyuv B'dika, this is Davke according to Rameya. Aval Chachamim Oimrim Kol Mishpoches Becheskas Kashres Hein Oimdot. All Mishpoches are Becheskas Kashres, and there's no need Bechlal to be Voidek. This is Rameya's Achumre. Eini, frag the Gemara, we had another memre b'shem Rav. V'omar Rav Chame Bar Gurya Omar Rav, Mishnaseinu k'shekeirei olav ira. We have another memre of Rav, that the Mishnah is speaking about a specific case, that keirei olav ira, shekeirei olav ira, and we'll see in Rashi, that means as follows. The two Edim are made before Neinu that they heard a koil of paslus on this pas that the koil wants to marry. And that is why there is a chiv b'dike. And our Mishnah goes according to everyone. Not a das yochid rame, it goes according to everyone. And the Mishnah is speaking about Kshekaira olaviru. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Zudivrei Rameya, Stam asnisin the matzrich b'dike. But according to the Chachomim, Kol ha-mishpoches b'cheskes kashkes enoim tis. Then we had another memory for Rav Chava Baguya Omar Rav, Shekara olaviru, Ein tzorech b'dike, the whole Mishnah that says we need b'dike, Elo im koroi oleo shnei eidim, shemet shel psul. Two eidim are being meyed, and this kale, and this bas, a shemet shel psul. What does that mean? V'loi shemi eidim eidus gemure. Not that these eidim are being meyed and eidus gemure, they know, Elo yitzias kur, but they're meyed that they heard a kur. Vekiven de kora leira, Amaitrigi Rabbonon. So there's no reason for the Rabbonon not to agree that is a Chiyah B'dikah. There was a Kriyas Ira. So we have here a Machloikes, if our Mishnah is a Das Yochid, or if our Mishnah is speaking about that is Korol of Ira, Memele, so the halacha that says in the Mishnah is Adava Muskan Maliba de Kulalman. So the Gemara answers, Man de Masni Ho, Loi Masni Ho. So Rashi says, Man de Masni Ho, Mishmei de Rav, Loi Masni Ho. That means there's a mach, Vameroin Nino. There's a mach loikis, Ameroin, what Rav had said. Rav Yehuda ve Rav Choma alibe de Rav. So it's not a mach loikis, Ameroin. How Rav lefi emes said pshat in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is going only according to Rameyer, or the Mishnah is speaking about Kol Ha'iro, that is going according to everyone. Ike da Amri. Oma Rav Yehuda Mara. Zu Divrei Rameyer. That our Mishnah is going according to Rameyer. Aber Chachomim Oimrim, Kol Mishpoches Becheskes Kashres Einoim. So that this we had before. The Mishnah is going according to Rameh. Omer Rav Chama Bar Guya Mar Rav Im Koira Ol Aviro Tzorch Livdei Kachel. That so according to the second Loshen, there's no Machloikis in what Rav said. He says Rav had said that our Mishnah is going according to Rameh, but Rav was Moisev. If there was a Kriyas Hiro, and if according to the Chachamim, there is a Chiyav Bdikah. Now we hear in the Mishnah, Ein Boidken Min HaMizbeach Ulamayla. That we're not Boidik Min HaMizbeach Ulamayla. That means that we said there's a Chiyuv Dike on Eim Avio, Eim Avio. So if Avio or Avio was, we know Klo that he was Mishamish b'Mizbeach, so then we don't have to go further. If he was accepted to be Mishamish by the Mizbeach, so we, that's Batuach, that he's Zichra Miyuches. My time. So the Gemara says, my time. Ilav the Batkuo, they have him masculine. It wouldn't have been Baidik him, they would not have permitted him to be Misham and Shalom is Baidik. V'loi min haduchen ulamaylo. And then we had further in the Mishnah, if the Aviyah was Oymed the Mishayra beduchen with the other Leviyim, so also we can assume that he's Zichah Miyuches, and we don't have to go further up. My time, eh? Amama Sheshama Yu Yashvim Miyakse Kohune Miyakse Levi. So seeing the Lishka Sagozis, they were there. They were there Miyakse Kohune Miyakse Levi. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Sheshama Yu Yashvim Belishkas Agozis O Yu Yashvim Sanhedra. Mitomit shal shacha, atomit shal bein abay. Umiyachsim esa kahanim bahalaviyim. They took care of the yichas of the kahanaviyim, lahavdo, psulim, mino avoido, uminaduch. So memele, if we know that there was a levi that was oimed beduchin, Yizicher went through this Bedike of the Lishka Sagozes, of the Sanhedrin that was in the Lishka Sagozes. So Memela, I can be assured that he's a Miyuchis and there's no need to be Baidik Imai. Now there's a Mirdik Kasha that the Taisis HaRosh brings down over here, and that's Miss Yosef, also asks the Kasha. We heard in the Mishnah two Alochis. Ein Boikin Min HaMizbeach Ulamaylo. Now, the Omar Amar, Sheshama Yoyoshvin Miyachsei Kohune. That means there was an official organization, the Sanhedrin, that were made sure, as she says, So this is a reason for the first halacha also. Here the Gemara gives a different reason. The Gemara doesn't say Shishama Yeyeshu Miyachse Kohanim. There it says, Ilav the Potku, if there wouldn't have been Baidik, I have a masculine. It's a different lotion. And when it comes to the Levim, then we say, well, there was a Sanhedrin. Shoy Yeyeshu Miyachse Kohanim. So this is a reason for Minam Mizbeyach Lamayla. This is a kasha that the Taisus Arosh and the Atzmas Yosef ask. And they say at Teretz, according to Taisus, it's very good. According to Rashi, it's not so good. We had a machloikis, Rashi and Taisus, what is pshat mina mizbeach lamayla? So Rashi in the Mishnah said, Motzo, Yisra livdak b'imoiz, u'motzo sh'aviyo aviyo shimesh ala mizbech, aviyo aviyo z'mishamish ala mizbech, b'yodu ha'shem yuchas. That's what Rashi says. And Taisvah says, Taisvah wants to fend for Akasha, and Taisvah says, ha'des nan, ein boitkim in ha'mizbech, u'lamaylo, revusahu, this is a chiddush, the Ma'iri afilu ba'avoidais aksheiris bizor. We are speaking about avoidais aksheiris bizor, kigoin shchita, I have sheit, shchita sakobn, avshota sakobn, avogavda shchita ksheira benoshim, ba'avodim. So, lechoire, so we're not speaking about Taisvah says that we know that the grandfather, we saw him doing avoid ala mizbeach, he made tzrike, he made aktore. That's not the story. We're speaking about that we saw the grandfather made hefshet. He made hefshet on a kol. Dr. Taisus, so what does this prove? Aval gav de shchita ksheira benoshim abavodim. So memele, so why, if knowing that he made hefshet, I know he's a meyuchas, you don't have to go further. He could be some evet mani. How do you know? I know the evet. Havo lechatchila loy ovde ki'im ksheirem meyuchas. Yeah, that's bigger adin. But the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't, the Anoga wasn't meyuchas adin. They, lechatchila loy ovde ki'im ksheirem meyuchas. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were makpid to have ksheirim miyuchasim. Now, this lashon, ksheirim miyuchasim, is very interesting. What does this mean? Ksheirim miyuchasim. So, the Atzmas Yosef learned pshat, ksheirim means kahanim. Miyuchasim, they were makbid, that there should be kahanim, miyuchasim. So Amir de Kezach, that means even though Shchita Ksheira Bezol, to the Eved, it's good, Shchita Ksheira Bezol, they were makbit, that a Kohen should be the Shoichet. A Kohen should make the Hefshet, a Kohen should make the Nitua. That's Mas Yosef learns Pshat. The Taisus HaRosh brings down from Taisvus, that it means not kahanim miyuchosim. Evil Yisraelim miyuchosim. That means that they weren't makbid. They were not makbid that after a koyin has to shech, a koyin has to make hefshit. No, but miyuchosim. They were makbid on miyuchosim. That's what they were makbid. So we hear here, so al koponim. So according to Taisvus, Zuk the Taisvus Arosh, and that's Mas Yosef is very good. So according to Taisvus, Mina Mizbeach Lamaila, we're not speaking about the way Rashi says, Shimesh Ala Mizbeach. We're speaking about he didn't avoid it. We're talking about, he made Hefshet, he made Nituach. So the Gemara could not say the reason he's Meyuchas, because we have a Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin was by the Avodah, the way Rashi says, but the Sanhedrin made sure that the Avodah should be done through Miyuchasim. That was the Sanhedrin's job. But to make Hefshet v'nituach, to make Shrita, that wasn't the Sanhedrin's job. The Sanhedrin didn't mingle in these inyonim. But, good, there was no Sanhedrin. Therefore the Gemara says, a different cheshbon. He loved the Batkul, I have a masculine. Forget about the Sanhedrin. But in the Beis HaMikdash, the people were mahadra to see that everything done there should be Ba'ifan HaYosin Allah. So Memela, so that is the Biro by Mizbeach. That's how that's Mishyosef and the Taisus HaRosh say Pshat in the Shina Yalosh and my Vaiduchin, we say the Biro originates from the Sanhedrin. And by the Mizbeach we say, he loved the Batkul, I have a masculine. Agav Ulche, the Taisus HaRosh does not like Taisus Pshat, and he asks a very first he says he never saw such a din that they were makbet. I mean, Taisus tells us in Metzius they were makbet that the Zorim shouldn't make shrit, the Psulim shouldn't make shrit. He never heard of such a din. Number one. Number two is Amor de Kekashe. So it shouldn't have said Ein boitke min hamizbeach olamayla, Ein boitke min hakolben olamayla. It means those who were oisik in the kolben. What does hefshet and nituach have a shachet with the mizbeach? This was after the Hakrova, they went later in another Mokim, they made Hepshit and Nituach. So that is a Shaykhs to the Mizbeach. The Hepshit and Nituach is a din in the Kolb, not in the Mizbeach. Fine. I had a Kasha, according to the Atzma Shaysev, it comes out, Amir the Kedim, that they were makbed, that the shrita, the shrita kshere bizar, they were makbet, that it should be done to a kohen. That's what Atzma Shaysev says. A kohen meyuches. So here the kasha on Atzma Shaysev, from a gemore in Brachis. The gemore daf lamed aleph from a base, relates as follows. That when Chana brought Shmuel to the Beis HaMikdash, he was a 2-year-old Yingelen, and they brought him to the Beis HaMikdash. Now he's going to remain there in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara relates an incident that occurred. Omalen Eli Kiru Koyim Leisei Bilishchait. Eli said that they should call a Koyim to make the Shrita. Chazanu Shmuel, Ava Mahadri, Bosa Koyin Lamishchat. The Shmuel, this young boy of 2 years old, he sees that they're looking for a Koyin to Shecht. Omar Lahu, so he told to those who were officiating in the Beis HaMikdash, Lama Lahu, Laduri, Bosa Koyin Lamishchat. Shchita Bezok Sheira. Shchita Skosha Bezok, why are you looking for a Koyin? He took things in his own hands already. He was telling the people, "Look for a kohen." Shri this kosher bizarre. No, so they said, "Listen, we're not the authorities here." Eli said, "We should look for a kohen." So looking for a kohen. Aisu lekame de Eli. So they brought Shmuel for Eli. I mean, there's a new authority over here, Shmuel. Amalei menolocho. How do you know that Shri this kshere bizarre? Amalei. So Shmuel answered him, "Miksi v'shochet ha'koyin." Don't say v'shochet ha'koyin. Just v'shochet v'ikrivu ha'kehanim. He mentions kehanim. Ksiv mikabol l'veilach mitzvus kohune mikan l'shchita shekshera b'zol. You learn chumash. You see that you don't need a koyin for shchita. Amalei meimer shapik amrit. Ah, you say very good. Very good. He said a very nice tiktoyre. Aber miu meira loche bifnei rabo chat, vachola meira loche bifnei rabo yichayev nisa. But they told them, in the Beis HaMikdash, you tell people what to do. You tell them, you see a meira loche bifnei rabo. Eli was the god of the other. So, she's chayim mitzvah. Then the Gemara says, the whole maisa that Chana asked him that shouldn't be chayim mitzvah. Again, it's a maisa. So, l'chayre, according to the Atzmus Yosef, I don't understand the whole Gemara. Eli was 100% right. The whole Gemara, l'chayre, doesn't stim. Shmuel said, listen, Azor is also kosher. So Eli should have told them. But look in Taisus, Tafayim Heyam at Beis, and Tafayim Bavam at Beis, I mean, in Kedushin, and you'll see why. You're bringing a posik, but they were machmer, that the people should be with a koyim. So I found the Rishash, Taflamad Alvam at Beis and Brochis, so that's Takib Shat and Eli. That's it, Eli. Eli Zicha wanted a coin because of Taisvus and Brochus, the Fine Bobam at Beis. So what was Shmuel's taina? So he says Shmuel's taina was that they were mishtadl too much. There's a must, how much you have to do. God, the Lashna Gemara is very not mashma like this. He asked him, how do you know? He told him a posse. And he said, may mishapik amrit. I mean, Rochel should be speaking about the Taisvus. Al Koponim, the Rishash says that was the Pshat and Eli Take, and Shmuel painted, but you were going overboard. You try with a coin, you don't find a coin, so then don't make an asik out of it, and that was Shmuel's painting. But Al Koponim, the way the Rishash says, we have a Moira de Kechidish in our Gemara. The Rishash says that it's only a Dinish Tadlus L'chadchila. That means if you have a coin right away, that's Muchen to make Shrita. But if you don't have a coin, you have to be mishtadl a lot. So then, you tell a zor, you tell a yev. So what's pshat in our Mishnah? Mishnah says, if Edim were made in a mizbeach l'mayla, we saw him shecht. Ooh, you don't have to go further. Mainly, if it was, that was the minik, they didn't let Azor Shech, they didn't let Apostle Shech. So Mela, so that's a raya, that's not a Zor, he's a Koyin. He's a Yuchis. But if the Rishash says that, not a Kveld, you don't have to make a whole Isaac out of it. So then it's very interesting that this Biro should be sufficient to prove to us that he was Taka, a Koyin, a Yuchis. What's the raya? Could be there weren't too many kahanim available at that time. They were busy doing the avodah. So someone else made the shechita. Let us go further. V'loy misanhedrin olamayla. Now we have the Mishnah. A grandfather, a great-grandfather was in the Sanhedrin. That's it. So we know them yuchosim. You don't have to go further. My time, how do you know that someone in the Sanhedrin has to be a miyuchis? The Tani Rav Yosef, Kishem Shebezn Menukim B'Tzedek, they were pure in Tzedek, that means there was Yashris over there. Kach Menukim Mikol Mum. So the Gemara understood this, Menukim Mikol Mum, that they weren't Psulei Kol. Psulei Kol is the Mum. They weren't Psulei Kol. Omar Meremer Maikro, not only Psulei Kol, Muslim, they weren't, according to the Tosfos, they weren't Chalolim either. Omar Meremer Maikro, Kuloch Yofa Rayosi Umum Einboch. This Posik is speaking about the Sanhedrin, as all understood. And Umum Einboch, so Mamele, that's a raya that they weren't Posul, Lakal Kune, Lakal. So the Gemara says, Eima Mume Mamish. How do you know that that's Pshat? Umum Ein Boch. How do you know it means such a blemish? Maybe it means Umum Ein Boch, physical Mum. But who says that they were Makbid, that the Sanhedrin were not from Psulei Kol? No Raya from this Posek. Omar Ravache Bayake, you're right, a different Posek. Omar Akro. V'yatzvu sham imach. We heard by this love that Yisvelu Shivim Ish Mizikna Yisrael, they came together with Moshe Rabbeinu, and so Vishyatzvu Sham, they'll stand together, Imach, so the Gemara Darshan's Imach B'daimim Loch, that these Zikainim are similar to you. What way were they similar to Moshe Rabbeinu? That they were similar in Yichus, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was a Miyuchis. So they also were Miyuchos. That's a touch in correct the Gemara. V'dilma Mishum Shchina. You know, here, 100% right. There they were Miyuchos. But there the purpose of coming together with Moshe Rabbeinu was for Nevuah, that they became Nevim, that there was no Din Torah over there by this law. There it was, they became Nevim. So that is Zeichat Ashros Ashchina. You're right, 100%, and you need Miyuchosim. There it says Taki Imach. But how do you know when you need Skenim for a Bezdin that you need Miyuchosim? Omar Rav Nachman Amakra, Bohokel Mi'alecha, Yisrei told Moshe Rabbeinu, Bohokel Mi'alecha, that we live other Zayonim, it'll be easier for you. Benoso itoch, bedaimim loch. It says, itoch is bedaimim loch. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, mikom mum psu yuchsen. The more held a mum means that there is no psu yuchsen. Sanhedrin come like, day like, tana, avodayana ba'alma like, and will come on. I'm speaking about a stam bed. Speaking about a Sanhedrin gdoyla. Imach miyuchosam kemoysa. So the Gemara said, "V'duma mishum shchina, Sanhedrin shabaisa shotzvah liz miyuchos mishum shchina, al shem nevuah nesvu sham." They came there that it should be chal nevuah nem kedachsiv atzalti min haruach. Aval Sanhedrin shein lodai, a Sanhedrin that their whole purpose is to be done, to go in Sanhedrin to Yisrei chayshemosh alai. The Mal says, you're right, from this pasuk is not right, there's a different pasuk, but not so itach kalsina. It goes, b'masahom, ela Sanhedrin, the Yisrael koi, v'hokel mi'olecho, v'not so itach. Now, I had a shtickle ha'ore on this Gemara. There's a Moira b'kigoyin in Parshas Bolok that enlightens us Pshat and the Parsha. The Goyin asks as follows. First, the Rabbi Shalom told Bilam Leisei Lechimoen. And later, the second time it says, Vayavei Lechimel Bilam, Laila Vayomeloi Im Likrei Lechob, Bo Anoshim, Kum Lech Itam. Go with them. First it says, don't go with them. Then it says, go with them. Then it says, Vayelachim sorei moyel, Vayicher afalakim ki heilachu. So, Frank the Goyim, the whole thing is very modern. First, the Rabbi Shalom told Bilam, Leiselachim on. Then he tells them, Im likre lachaba anoshim kum leichitam. Go with them. And then after, so the Bereshim changed his mind. I said like this, I said like this. Vayit kosher, kiven shi yishu leilech, im kain amai chora lo yalikim. Layom lo sheilech itom. What was the taina? You tell me to go. You go, oh, vayich hafo lekim, ki hoi lechimo, ki hoi lechimo. How's the effect of the goyim? Zuk the goyim, that there's a chilek between imoi and itoi. Both, we would translate, means with him. Or imam, itam, with them. But the Goyin says there's a big chilek. When the word im is used, yoyre hashivui bedavarahu, that there's a similarity by this thing, upula shneimu al kavona achas. The intent, why this is being done, is done together for one purpose. Itam means, even though two people are doing the same thing, but there's a different intent by each one. It's together with him, but we're not doing it. There's no similarity between the two of these. the Sohei Bolok came to Bilo, and they wanted him to come and to be Mekalo. So the Bein Shom told him, don't go together with them, because they want to be Mekalo, I can't tell you, Leseilechimo. So that was the first Sivya of the Rabbi Tishle. Then later, the second time, Rabbi Shalom told Bilam, Imlikrei lecha bo anoshim, kum lech itam, not imo. I told you, Leisei lech imo, that remains. Imo means similar to them, your intent is similar to them. That I told you, B'shamay finished. If you want to go along with them, not with the same intent, not being misdamed to them, you want to go, go, doesn't say. But, so he had permission, kum lech itam, not imam. Vayicharaf alakim ki haylechu, the vayelech im sorei moyav. He went im sorei moyav. Oh, vayicharaf alakim. I told you, but that's the sorei moyav. So we see from the goyim, that there's a chilek between imam and itam. That imam means similar in intent and kavone, and itam means together, but it does not necessarily mean that there's a similarity. Now the goyin is speaking about a similarity in intent, but it seems imam means a complete similarity, and itam not necessarily means a complete similarity. So lechayre. The first pasuk the Gemara brought, v'yatzvu sham imach b'daimem loch. So imach seems to say that they're together with you. So l'chayre, this is very good. Imach b'daimem loch. They have to be similar to you. They have to be miyuchasim. But now that the Gemara brought the second pasuk, v'hakel miyalecha v'nasu itach, l'chayre, according to the Goyin, itach shl'chayre, does not necessarily have to mean b'daimim loch, that they're completely similar to you. Based on that. Maybe there's a chilek here with the Goyin is speaking about intent and the pool, and you would speak about comparing the two ayonim. Based on this. Zok the Gemara weiter, kol mi shehusiku avoysov mi shaytrei haram. We had in the Mishnah, if Mehusiku Avaisov Mishaitre Haram, and what is Mishaitre Haram? So Rashi says, Mishaitre Harabim Dayonim Ba'alme Sheinam Miminyan Esrim Vesholesh himself Sanhedrik Tan. Sanhedrik Tan, we know already from the previous Pasuk from Itar. But Samazai Dayonim. Also, it's from the Dayonim. I can assume that he's a miyuchis. She's telling me the loymak minen mi psulim, that I will not be mamid Dayonim from psul. The ramin al Yeshua kasha. We learned hakel ksheinim lodin dinim omenes. Everyone is kosher lodin dinim omenes. Hakel ksheinim lodin dinim nefoshes. Avina bo hakel osuyimai. Who is kosher b'dinim omenes? Not b'dinim nefoshes. Omer Rav Yehuda lasuyei mamzer, that a mamzer is kosher b'dinei momenes. So we seek law. The psulei kol are kosher to be dayonim b'dinei momenes. A mamzer is kosher. Here you're telling me, if huzuku avois of mishoy t'aram, if he's one of the dayonim, which means he's one of the dayonim to lo b'dinei momenes, I can be assured that he's a miyuchis. How can you be sure he's a meyuchis? Mamzer and also kosher. So what raya do you have that he's a meyuchis? Omar Abaye b'Yerushalayim. So Abaye said, you're 100% right. But in Yerushalayim, the Dayonim of Yerushalayim, they were very mad, but that they should be meyuchos. V'chaitoni Rav Shimon Bar Zeire b'kidushay devei Levi. That means Levi wrote to Septus HaMasechtus Kedushin b'Yerushalayim. The Mishnah is speaking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, they were makpidim that Dayonim have to be miyuchos. What does Rashi say? Yerushalayim, they makpidim al kol Dayonayim liyachsum. Now, Agavuche, it's very interesting, the Likutim HaMishnayis is Moira de Sa'ore, Rashi says, Nachum Shaitim Bishaitim Titan Lacha. So Shaitim are the Dayanim, and Shaitim are the Haroidim Esa'am, those who enforce the law. They're the policemen. And here, our Gemara seems to say that, if we see from our Gemara, Rashi says the Dayanim, and the Gemara says the Dayanim. Hakok Shem Lodayim. So we see Klor Shaitim means Dayanim. How does this stem? So the Likutim and Mishnah says that if it says Shaitim Vishaitim, then Shaitim means Taka Horeidim Esom, then they're law enforcers, they're not Dayan. But if it says Shaitim alone, the Shaitim, the Yasvu HaShaitim, I with the Yaitzel Muhammad, so the Targum says Sochaya. Sochaya means Sorem. So that means the word Shaitim alone means Taka Sorem could mean Dayanim. So here it says Shaitim alone, so here it means Dayanim. But then the Lakotim brings on Yerushalmi Taka did not learn like Bavli. Yerushalmi brings Araya from a Pasik that the Shaitim alone, the Raidim is off, were Meyuchosim. The Gaboi Tzedoke, now another thing, if we saw the Gaboi Tzedoke, if we were Susik, our father, our grandfather, was from the Gaboi Tzedoke, so we could be assured that he's a Meyuches, and we could be sure he's a Meyuches. My time, a very interesting about it. Even the Minzi Bahadi Inchi, these Gaboi Tzedoke were not from the popular people in the community. The Omama Memashkinin Alatzdoke Bafulu Be'erev Shabbos. These Gaboi Tzedoke weren't scared of anyone. They came over to a Gvir and they said, you know, there's a certain amount of Erev Shabbos. Now Rashi explains Erev Shabbos, a person is very busy. And he's perhaps irritable also, if he's so busy, he has to make sure, but he's in the bench lift. The Gaboi Tzedoke comes over to him, he doesn't ask him nice, maybe he can give him a dove. No, he says, you know, we need the X amount of money for the Aniyim de Shabbos, you have to give $250. What? Me? $250 you have to give. I'm not giving $250, right? This Gaboi Tzedoke doesn't say another word. He goes into the house, he takes the leichters, where it's $150. Thank you very much. Come to you next week again. So we see they were not too popular. Now we learned yesterday that L'davinenu, when the people, there's a marive between two people, they could pinpoint a psul on him. Ooh, the leichter you took, but I'll have the last word. And then if there was any psul on him, so he would have told him. And if this person was a Gaboi Tzedoke, and no one ever heard of psul, was never invited to any of the simchas, but al kaponim, no psul was ever heard about him, and he would have to know he had 200 sonim that hated him, they hated his guts, and no one ever heard of psul. That's a raya, that he's kosher. That's a raya that he's kosher. That was a Meirubike test. That means everyone was looking somehow. The whole week they were trying to find something to him to... So that was the past the test with flying colors. But there's a Meirubike Ramban, in Chedush Ramban. The Ramban says a Meirubike Zach. The Gemara asked Akasha on the Medallah. You only have to be Beidik the women. Mind you, Beidik the men. So the Gemara says, because the women, when there's a mariva between women, and one wants to degrade the other to show who she is, they only degraded by rayas. It's nus, you are mizane, that's what they spoke about. The yuchsin didn't mean anything to them, so they never spoke about yuchsin. So if we never heard about a woman that she's not a mamzera, she's not a chalola, that doesn't mean anything. Could be she is. Why wasn't it ever mentioned in the mud slinging? Because by women, that's not, they don't sling such mud. They speak about other things. Fine. But by men, the Gemara says, by men, when men argue, then they speak about yichus. That means you mamzer. I mean, that, so there, yichus was the criteria of how to degrade someone. So therefore, by men, if we never heard, someone should say that this person is a psuleiko, that's a raya, that he's not a psuleiko. So every man, we know before, without any, every man who has neighbors and enemies, whatever it is, it passes the test that he's not a posoliko, because if it would have been a posoliko, we would have heard about it by the last machloikis. And we didn't hear about it, so now he's not posoliko. So now, all of a sudden, what's with this gabri tzedakah? He had much more enemies than a normal person. But what's his yichus more? Every man has this birr that he's not from the psulei po. So the Ramban says, "Amir v'kezach, mishu who muzik migabei tzedoke. A person was a gabei tzedoke. Migoy the minzi tuve." I mean, it was terrible machlekes. We can't understand the tension that came about when this Gabri Tzedakah came out of Shabbos, the grinding of the teeth that was going on when he came, week after week after week. So Memele, so when these people were racking their brains to try to puzzle him, so they'd go to his mother. They're desperate. They'll go to his mother already. Or his grandmother. So Memele, so you don't have to be by a Gabbai Tzedakah, since the sinner was so great. So Memele, if there'd be a psul in the mother of the great, it would be mentioned already. Something to get the life, the hitoks, let me get the last word, I'll come on him. So that kuv is the right that the mother and grandmother are also miyachosin. Nothing was ever said about the mother and grandmother. Is af bepsulei hanoshim. The grasping for something to say, and if they had nothing to say, and they never were capable of degrading him in any way, even to chapel with his mother or grandmother. So that is a bir on his mother. A normal man, since the sinner is not so great, so if they would degrade him, they degrade him on his soul. They wouldn't go up to the Gdoshim Rishab Oratzema to talk about the grandmother. I mean, they wouldn't. But this person, they would. If there'd be something, they'd do it. And if they didn't say anything, that's a raya that the mother and the grandmother also miyuchos. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Memashkanim, noitlim, mashkainais, altstoke sheifsekuolo. They used to take a mashkin. They said how much money he has to get. And they took a mashkin, he's not giving it, fine, no problem. They took a mashkin. The person is very busy. Now, of all times, they come. Come at Tzoy Shabbos, not now. And if nothing was heard about this Gabbai Tzedakah, so that means he passed the test with flying colors. Such a Gemara weiter. Misa, because the Ike, the Misa, the Ike is like all. Yitzchak would have heard about it. There'd be any sort of psul whatsoever. Such a Gemara weiter. Ushpezichne amaisa. Ushpezichne the Ravade Barabe, Giyoy Rahabe. The Ravade Barabe was a Oirach, he was a guest. By a ger, he was a son of a ger. We'll see, the mother was a bas Yisrael, the father was a ger, and Rav Avda Barava stayed by him. He was a psalach nusayrach. Vav kominse ihu v'rav bivi. Now, this ger, this hotel keeper, whatever he was having a machlekes with Rav Bivi. What was the machlekes? Mar omar anno avidna sorohusa demos. One said, I want to become the head of the city. I want to become the rosh of the city. It was a vacancy in the stomach. And he held that he's capable of taking over this vacancy, being the rosh here. So here a machlik is between a geir, a son of a geir, and a bibi. No, so what do you do if there's a difference of opinion? Also, lakame the Rav Yosef. They came to Rav Yosef, we should ask him. Amar lohu, so he told them, Tanina, we learned, soim tosim olech o melech, bikerev achecha, kol misimai sha'at, meisim lo yiyu ela mikerev achecha. All positions that one has, any type of srore, of rulership, of anhoge, has to be mikerev achecha. So in other words, what did Rav Yosef say? So we hear here, he said in other words, you're a son of a ger, so you're not entitled to have a position. Mikerev achecha, you have to be a yid. You're not entitled to have a position. Now, Rav Adar Bar Rava was his oirech, so he was there by this din Torah. Here's what Rav Yosef said. Listen, 1 second. This halacha apply if his mother is a Yisraelis. If the mother is a Yisraelis, that's called Vari Mikerev Achecha. That's what Rav Adar Bar Rava asked him. That's a different story. Imay mi Yisrael, Mikerev Achecha, Karina Bey. So now we're back to the machloikas. Before he was unaware of this, that his mother was a Yisrael. Now you tell me the mother's a Yisraelis. Fine. So my mother, so you're entitled to this position, and Rav Mori is entitled to this position. So my mother, so I'll make up Shorim. Both of you want to be the Roshim. So I'll make up Shorim. We'll have two Roshim. But the two Roshim will be as follows. Hilkach. Rabbi the Gavra Rabbi, who Rabbi was a Gavra Rabbi, was a big Talmud Chacham. Who la'ayim b'mili v'shmai? He'll take care of the luchnistic inyonim of the shtab. He's a Gavra Rabbi. Umar and you la'ayim b'mili the mosa. You look at there's many inyonim for a rosh year to take care of. So you'll take care of the Gashmis, the Kenyonim, and Rav Mori will take care of both of you. There's two mayors, one for Rufnis, one for Gashmis. Let us see what Rashi says. The Rashi, Kol Mesima is Mirebuye, it says Mirebuye de Mesima is Tekro Koyal. There's a lot of Mesimas in the Pasuk. Same tosim, mikar b'achecha tosim. So we learn from that, kol mesimais, every position, afilu sanhedrin ktana, it has to be mikar b'achecha. So he said, b'mili d'shmai, b'gaboi tzdoke, that's gaboi tzdoke, that already is. Agabuch, I would like to say about, I saw it brought down, and then it's l'yakai, speaking of gaboi tzdoke, that is a pesach. Luchniyistik position. Rabbi Yankiv brings down the Nemes Liyakev. In the minig is that you stand up and be Yiborach David. So he says, why does one have to stand by the Yiborach David? Why does this demand standing? What's Puntlach by Yiborach David? So he says, Mishnah Berurah brings down. That there's an Indian to give tzedakah by Rabbi Yiborach David. So it was a public tzedakah that was going around by Rabbi Yiborach David. So they stood up before people to cover the gavi tzedakah. They come and they say mitzvah. That's what it is. So Phil, we still stand up. Your gavi tzedakah, this gavi tzedakah, we stand up though. But he says that is the reason. Al kaponim, so be gavi tzedoke, ube kitzuse, to decide how much one is mechuyev to give. Vechalkusa, and to decide how to divide the tzedoke and the mishpoches, who gets so much. Veseida metulgemonim, who should be the metulgemen Akriyas HaTeure, Haftiren, who gets the Haftores. This is Mili de Shemaya, so this is Rabbivi would be very misugal for this mayorship. But Mili de Mosom, Shal Tochitzibo, the Divrei Yerushus, the Tozine. Tozine is to take care of the weapons of the armory of the city, the Karya Pasya, that was for the Be'eris Hamayim, Egle Gape, these are the Shomrim. I mean, this was the Gashmi Yistikin Yonim of the year. This guy can take care of. Fine. Weiter. Amar Abaye. Hilka. So, this was up somewhere in the Kemaisa. They came to Rav Yosef. If Rav Ade Barave would not have been there by this Psak of Rav Yosef, he would have passed him the Mekarav Achacha, you're a ger, finished. Rav Ade Barave knew all the loopholes in the Halach. And he said, well, but his mother said, So, Omar. Amar Abaye Hilkach, man de Mashri Tzuvu med Rabonin Bishpozichnei, a person who has an Eirech, a Talmud Chochem, Lashri ki Rabada Barabe, he should get taken such an Eirech, the Yogalim Hepech Lei Besus, he should get in such an Eirech who will know at an opportune time to say a good word for him, to say the right words. Reb Zeire Metapelbo. Reb Zeire was metapa with Gerim. And for different positions, Rabbi Baravua, metapa bohu, is also metapa with Gerim. Rabbi Marove. But in Marove, in Eretz Yisrael, there they were makbed, afilu, reishkuri, leimukmi, minayu. And a person who would take care of the weights in the city, he'll be the weight inspector of the city, which is not such a bekovet the kezach. They did not let a ger do this. This is a position, and mi bekerav achecho. Emuk meminai v'nardoi afulo reish karguse. There was a beis hashlochem. It was irrigated fields, that there were many fields that had a common source of irrigation. And the seder was that each day, one person had a right to irrigate his field from this source, this source of water. And they hired a policeman to stand there to make sure that one should not take the water on a day that he's not entitled to. So this also in Eretz Yisrael, they did not give this over to a ger. They held this is a position, and this is Mismaita Mikarev Achecha. Let us see what Rashi says. La'ashri k'meilosa la'menuche, if you want to offer menuche to a Talmud Chochem as a base mishrei, we say that menuche is the Targum Taitch's mishrei. So lashrei, he should have by him such a Talmud Chochem that can help him out. Mitpal bahu misasik behem lachadbo lo yeshiva misrore reish kure memune al hamidis. Loshin lesach v'kul. Galguse lahashkeis beis hashlochim. To irrigate the beis hashlochim. Tamim sheim shel rabim. That the source of the water belonged to a lot of people. Mamanim sheiterov. So they hired a policeman shel yashke ish v'yemei shel chaveira. So memele, so in Eretz Yisrael, they did not permit even such a position should be mismalay by a gale.